Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, also known as the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted tonight because we get to interview a very special guest. I want to thank God, my family, and all of my friends, and all of the new listeners, as well as my veteran listeners, for listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. So without further ado, what we're going to do is read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, and we thank you for keeping us this very day, Lord. We ask, Lord, with this particular ministry be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We thank you for each listener, Lord. We thank you for those who are on their way. We thank you for our guests, and we ask that you continue to bless her ministry and everything that she does, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. So I want to introduce our guest today. First of all, we have an ordained minister. She has an angelic voice. She's been on many platforms with many different legends, including herself, and just phenomenal gospel artists who have that type of music that just grabs your soul. She's been in symphony. She's received numerous awards for her anointing, and I'm going to let her explain a little bit more. She's had the opportunity to become an opening act for Sister Shirley Caesar in North Carolina. I mean, she's just open for so many people, and she has so much information to share with us. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Minister Reese. Minister Reese, are you on the line?
I am, Dr. Love. How are you tonight?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I am so excited to be on your show tonight and to be able to share with your listeners. So thank you so much for this opportunity.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for accepting the invitation.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Well, just kind of want to tell the listeners a little bit about myself. My name is Katrina Reese. I live in Charlotte, North Carolina. You read a little bit about my bio, but to me, I'm really just a servant of the Lord. I just thank God that he's given me the opportunity to pen a book and to, you know, to sing praises, you know, on the different platforms that he's given me. And but that's all I am. I'm just a servant, just trying to be obedient and to help spread the gospel because, you know, as you see, you know, now in the world that God is really needing to be glorified. And it's no longer about us, but it's about us spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that's just a little bit about me tonight. And so as we go on with the interview, they'll learn a little bit more about me. But thanks again for this opportunity.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you. So, Minister Reese, can you tell the listeners a little bit about how you began singing and things of that nature?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm pretty sure you probably have heard a lot of artists say, I've been singing since I was little, and that's the truth.
Right.
I've been singing since, God, I can't even remember, started out, you know, in my church singing, you know, with the children's choir. And just throughout the years, I was able to take voice lessons with one of my favorite mentors that is still ministering in song this day. His name is Thomas Moore. And so I just kind of just kept doing that, and I was able to get a wonderful opportunity to sing backup with a gospel group, and that kind of, you know, opened up the door for professional singing. And then in, in 2004, I think that's when my career kind of broke. I was the grand prize winner for a kind of like an American Idol type thing here in Charlotte they used to have a couple of years back. It was called Give Me the Mic, and I was the grand prize winner. And from that really launched my independent career, because before, you know, I was singing with my church, and we opened up for Shirley Caesar. We sang with Dorothy Norwood, God Beverly Crawford, just, you know, all the legends that were out there. So with that win, that gave me the opportunity to open up for Yolanda Adams and Deidre Catton at the Ovens Auditorium in Charlotte. So it's kind of been a really wonderful opportunity, and God has opened up so many doors. So that's kind of how my singing career started. Started out in the church, and it just kind of, you know, grew. And when God said, you know, he wanted me to, you know, move it to more in a professional level, he just began to start enlarging my territory, and I just give him all the praise for that.
Wow, that is phenomenal. That is a great way to start out because of all those legends and just being able to minister to people's soul. That is excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay, now you have a radio show called Let's Talk Kingdom. Can you tell us a little bit about the show and your mission?
I do. I actually, this really, that radio show actually fell in my lap because I had been asking God about, you know, what were some of the other things that he, you know, wanted me to do, you know, in my ministry. And, you know, other than, you know, I'm an ordained minister and I, you know, I bring the word of God. But there were so many different shows out there, and I was like, well, God, you know, why is this show any different than anything else out there? So I was having a conversation with a friend of mine that has a radio station in Kansas City, and he was like, I'm looking for a host to host one of my shows. You know, the other gentleman, he's no longer going to be doing it, so, you know, kind of pray on it and see what happens. He said, you can change the name of it or whatever, and so that's kind of how it happened, and he would set up mic for me, and, you know, I just kind of took it from there. It was a little rocky at first because, you know, not having any background in broadcasting or, you know, anything like that, but just being out on the stage and, you know, being able to, you know, to sing in front of people, that kind of helped me, you know, with some of the little jitters of interviewing people. And it became natural. Alfreda, it just kind of flowed, and I love it. I absolutely love it. And it's called Let's Talk Kingdom because it's about just exposing people to positive things that are going on in the world. You know, there are people that are doing some great things like yourself, and I've had authors, I've had actors, you know, independent and professional. I've had athletes, you know, I've had motivational speakers, I've had pastors, just, you know, anybody that's making a positive impact and doing things to empower people and, you know, just have a positive message. That's what our show is about, giving those people, you know, additional exposure. And I absolutely love it. So we've been doing it for 2 years. And, you know, however God keeps, you know, expanding it, we're going to keep on being obedient to what he's called us to do.
Amen. Excellent, excellent. And I'm going to begin listening to Let's Talk Kingdom. Amen. Sounds exciting. Okay. What music or projects are you working on at this time?
Well, right now, I just finished a single called Takeover, and right now it's getting a lot of airplay, internet, and terrestrial. We're being played out in Jacksonville, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, in Kansas City. We've even reached up to your area up in Michigan, and so we are really, really pushing that single. I'm working on also, we're working on another song that hopefully will be released by the summer. But most of my projects that I really are focusing on right now is just, you know, expanding my talk show. I also have a couple of friends that we talked about doing some things this spring to help raise money for a couple of charities that I'm involved with. So we're looking at doing, you know, a concert coming up pretty soon to raise funds for a couple of charities that, that I'm involved with. And other than just kind of just promoting others and helping them with their visions and what God has ordained for them, that's pretty much it. But just the charity organizations and the concerts we've got coming up and another single that we're getting ready to work on this spring.
Oh, great. Okay, great. And what's the name of your single again, Takeover? Is that what you said?
It's called Takeover. Mm-hmm. It's called Takeover, yes.
Okay.
So you can find it on CD Baby, it's on iTunes, it's on Amazon, it's on Spotify. So all you have to do is Google it and pull it up. And right now it's on the digital side. We haven't actually started printing any hard copies yet. So we'll look to be doing that probably this summer.
Okay, great, great. Now since we're talking about your single, you have time. Can you tell us a little bit about the song and what you want listeners to get out of the song as they listen?
Well, yeah, I really, you know how sometimes you write something and you put it down? I know you as an author, you know, sometimes you kind of, you know, you get a block. And that's kind of what happened with this song. It's actually, I wrote it about maybe 3 years ago and just kind of put it to the side and didn't do anything with it. And so I ran into a really good friend of mine that's also a musician here in Charlotte. And so we were over at his home, and I just started singing it, and he pulled out his acoustic guitar, and he started playing it with it. And that's just how it kind of got birthed. And the song, it started out slow, but then as God started maturing it, it really, it's got kind of like a jazz, kind of calypso beat to it. So it's a little upbeat. It's kind of like a happy, you know, song. Once you can pop your fingers to it. But what I want people to get out of it, it says, take over this place. Take over me. Lord, I want to feel the presence of your power in me. Take over this place. Take over me. Let your Shekinah glory fill this place. So it talks Amen. About not only taking over our physical, our spirits within inside of us, but it also means the atmosphere that you're in. Lord, we want you to take over, you know, wherever our feet may trod, if it's on our job or if it's in the church or wherever, God, just take, let your spirit take over. So that's what it, that's what the song's about. So that's what Takeover, that's how it got birthed.
Wow. So, Minister Reese, would you say that was a praise and worship song, or?
It kind of started, it started out really slow, but then as God started, like I said, working with it, it's kind of fast. So it is kind of like, I would say it's like a praise and worship, yeah, because it doesn't have like a really heavy lead. I do a little ad-libbing with it, but it could be one of those songs that could be like congregational, you know. So, you know, we're just praying that God will open it up where, you know, hopefully churches may start singing it, praise teams may start singing it, you know, wherever God leads it and it touches the hearts of those that are listening to it, we'll be, you know, we give him the glory for that.
Amen. Okay, great. Now, you have worked with some phenomenal people. Tell me about your experiences with singing with gospel greats or any projects that was really memorable to you.
Wow. I think the biggest project that I've ever worked on and I remembered was And I'm not sure if any of your listeners may know of this young lady. Well, she's not young, but her name is Kathy Mateo, and she's a Grammy Award winner, and she sings kind of like pop culture music. And so a friend of mine that is a conductor, he was saying, well, Katrina, you know, Kathy Mateo is going to be in Asheville, North Carolina, and we're doing this big concert at the Biltmore Estates for Christmas. And it's going to be, you know, once we record, it's going to be on the radio. And he said, I'd really like for you to be a part of that. And so I had first started out just being a part of the choir. And then when we got up there and we start rehearsing, I was actually able to be able to do a duet with her. And when I tell you that this woman has, I mean, she's literally sung all over the world. And when we got a chance to rehearse and I got a chance to talk with her, you know, people think that, you know, celebrities are, you know, these people that really don't want to be bothered. But this lady was just so nice. She was so down to earth. She talked to us. She, you know, she encouraged us, you know, those of us that were pursuing, you know, music, and was telling us about the music industry and just how you really have to believe in yourself. You have to trust God wherever he leads your ministry. And it was just very refreshing and very encouraging. And I've met a lot of gospel greats. Shirley Caesar, you know, she's in North Carolina, and I've been to her church several times, and she's just that way as well. So there are a lot of really phenomenal, well-known, famous people that I've had the opportunity to meet that are just so down to earth, and I thank God that I've had that opportunity to do that. But that was probably my biggest project that I really, really, really had the opportunity to make a big impact, and God opened that door.
Amen. Praise God for that. Okay. So speaking of the doors that's being open and things of that nature, what are some of your long-term and short-term goals?
Well, some of my short-term goals, like I was saying earlier, we are going to be this spring, we're looking at a facility to have a concert for a charity group that I'm a part of. And I've got a couple of friends that I've sung with on various occasions. One of the young ladies, her name is Judy Mendez, and she is a phenomenal Latin singer, and so she and I are going to do some collaboration and singing for that night. So she's going to be a part of that. There's another group called, another young lady that's up in, she's up in near the mountains in North Carolina, and her name is Angelina, and she's actually been on TBN a couple, she's been up and recorded at TBN. So she's going to come, and she's going to be a part of helping us raise funds for this charity as well. So that's the short-term goals, just doing that, as well as working with another phenomenal young man that's in Florence, South Carolina. And I'm not going to drop any names right now, but he's going to be producing along with me a project for my new single that's going to, you know, come out that we're working on. So those are short-term. Long-term goals, I would say that we're going to keep on, you know, pushing Let's Talk Kingdom and seeing, you know, what God does, who he brings on the show. And we're also praying that this year that souls really will be reached and saved for the kingdom of God. That's my number one goal, I would say, long-term, that we continue to make an impact in the kingdom. We continue to tell the people the good news about Jesus Christ and to see, you know, souls saved and delivered, and just, you know, just tell people about hope and how that, even though it may look like it's bad right now, but I tell you, just hang on in there. God will make a way. He always has a ram in the bush.
That's right. That's right. Now, you're also an author, so you've written a book. Can you please tell us the title of the book and what your major themes in the book are?
Oh, wow. Well, the book is called From the Heart, A Daily Devotional, and that was birthed when I used to do, in my prayer times in the morning, I would always just, you know, wait on God to, you know, give me instructions for the day. And, you know, in the morning when he'd give me a scripture, I'd read it, and then I'd post, like, little nuggets. I would actually text them to, like, really good friends of mine. And so every morning I'd read a scripture, and then whatever nugget God gave to me for a word of encouragement, I'd text it out to my friends. And then what happened was my friends began texting it out to their friends. And so all of a sudden I got this large, it started out with 10 people, and then before we knew it, it actually had like almost, I'm not even going to say triple, it got up to like 300 people.
Wow.
So then I was saying, well, why don't you take those nuggets that, you know, you sent out and save them, you know, save them on your hard drive and then put them together and make, you know, just a little daily devotional book. And so that's what happened. I took all those daily devotionals. It was at least a year's worth, because that's how long I had been doing it. And then I was able to format them into a book, and that's just how it birthed. So the book is just, it's daily devotional things that God has given me. Like, you know, I am my father, I'm just like my father. It's just different nuggets that help you, that if you're going through or you're feeling down or, you know, you just need a word of encouragement. And so that's why I called it the daily devotional, because it's got nuggets in there for whatever situation you're going through. And at the time, I was even going through some situations. And as God spoke to me, he said, I want you to pass that on, you know, to others, because you just never know what somebody else is dealing with. You know, there's people that are dealing with suicide, you know, domestic violence, their children, you know, finances, whatever. So God gave me a word of encouragement for them as well as myself. And so he turned it into a book. So that's how it came about. So I self-published it on lulu.com, and that's how it was birthed.
Wow. Congratulations. That's excellent. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else you would like to say that has not been mentioned on this particular ministry?
Well, I think we really, to be honest with you, we covered everything. But I would like, you know, to say that if there's anyone listening tonight that has a dream or has a vision or something that God has given you, and you think that I can't do this, you know, it's just too much. If God gave it to you, I just want to tell you to trust him to give you the fortitude and the wisdom to stick with it, you know, whatever it is, whether he's giving you a book or a business or a radio show or, you know, a ministry, whatever it is, just sit still and seek God for, you know, clarity or direction. And let him give you instructions, because I think a lot of times we do, God will give us something that's so big we don't think we can do it. And a lot of times he may not give you all of the pieces, but if he gives it to you, trust, he will make the provision for it as well. So just write the vision and make it plain. And then every time you feel like, oh, this is too much, say, God, you know, give it back to God. Say, God, you gave this to me. So if you gave it to me, then you got to show me how, you know, how to work this, how to make it come to pass. So I would say that to trust God and go ahead and pursue that dream that God has given you.
Amen, amen. Now, how are individuals able to connect with you or to purchase your music or your books?
Well, I think that's kind of how we connected on Facebook.
Yes.
that's one of my main points of contact. Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. Just put in Katrina Reese. And I'm always available, you know, through that medium. I do have a website. It's KatrinaReeseMinistries.com. I'm also on Reverb Nation, so you can buy my music there. My music's on CD Baby, Amazon, And also my book is on Amazon as well as Lulu.com. And then if you just want to reach me, like I said, just Google me and I'll come up, or hit me up on Facebook.
Okay. Great, great. Well, Minister Reese, I really appreciate you taking out time of your busy schedule to come and speak with me, and I continue to pray that the Lord will continue to bless you in all of your endeavors and your family as well.
Thank you so much, Alfreda. I really appreciate this opportunity, and again, I can't wait to get you on so you can talk about your book as well, because I see that you are doing some great things in the kingdom of God as well, and I can't wait for my listeners to hear what you've got going on as well and share your testimony.
Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate that. Yes, ma'am. All right.
Thank you.
Well, Minister Reese, this concludes our interview. Anytime you want to come back on, just let me know, okay?
Amen, amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Minister Reese. And as she said, you can connect with her on Facebook. Her name is Miss Katrina Reese. And so you can connect with her on Facebook. And also check out her website. If you replay this particular segment, you will receive her information again if you listen to this interview again. So be sure to connect with her. She has some important information, and she's doing great things for the kingdom of God. And once again, her name is Miss Katrina Reese, and she is on Facebook. Amen. There are a lot of individuals who are listening to this particular segment, so please be sure to share this segment with your family and friends, and be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to AlfredaLoveShow.com and click on Love Radio, and you will be right on the radio station. Once again, that's AlfredaLoveShow.com. And you click on Love Radio, and you will be right on the radio station. And you can review and listen to all of the shows all the way back from 2013. And we've had some great guests on that particular show. So be sure to continue to spread the news. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, positive community leaders, teachers, preachers, anyone with a positive message, please, 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 Facebook Alfreda Love at AlfredaLove or FredaLove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AlfredaLoveShow.com. Remember that you need to continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for them, pray for each and every one of them and call out what they need, name by name, and call out everything that they need. And when you put them all in one line and pray for them, that means you're unified. You're as one. You're on the same accord, on the same page. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Amen. Amen. All right. Now, this is the point where you grab your calendars. On February 18th through the 20th, you should already have this marked. The Stellar Awards is going to happen in Las Vegas. This is a time in which the gospel artists, many of them who you hear on this particular ministry, many of them who you hear on the radio or you see on stage or different events, they will be recognized. It's not a competition, but they will be recognized at the Stellar Awards. Be sure to get your tickets. We're going to be taking pictures. We're going to be conducting interviews, because we want to share this information with the world, because these are the individuals who really minister unto our souls. And as I said before, it's not a competition, but it's to glorify God, and it's to show the gifts that these people have that God has given. And that's what this ministry is about. It's highlighting God's gifts through the people that God has selected. Amen. Amen. In addition to that, I have two websites, and I'm going to be very brief here. I have two websites that I want you to pin or tag, and it's alfreda.hubpages.com. That's alfreda.hubpages.com. And on those particular pages, you will hear information and see information concerning things that's happening in the media, such as fashion models, television and TV shows, celebrities, teaching, of course. Those particular things will always be highlighted, and we're going to add more articles, all right? Now, if you go to, and you're going to hear some music, so don't panic. If you go to the AfridaLoveShow.com, this is the hub for everything. This is where I am almost, let me turn this down so you can hear me, almost 24/7. This is the, I've created a station through the help of God, and we're going to have a gospel station. And as you remain on this page, we're going to add many different gospel artists from all over the world. And so my goal is to have 100 gospel artists by November on this particular page and have their music rolling because many individuals visit this site. So on the homepage, and you're going to bear with me right quick because I have a lot of new individuals and I have individuals who have been listening for a long time. So on this particular homepage, you'll see Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's interested in film, and she's a gospel singer. And so all of my media, if you have anything with film, anything that's inspirational or portrays a strong woman, then Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford is that person. She says she likes to play those strong characters. I have Minister LaShawn McLemore, and we're also in collaboration as well. She is an ordained minister, and she's a gospel singer. And these two ladies are going to be at the Stellar, so we want to connect. And so she's really interested in speaking, and she's also interested in any type of inspirational gospel singing. So if you have those particular gigs, then please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Okay? Then, of course, there is Love Radio, and that's God has blessed me to oversee this particular radio station. And so if you have any guests, because we love people on the AfridaLoveShow.com. People, we're all about people. And so we love to highlight people. Or if you have any speaking genres or speaking gigs, then please contact me because it's either I can get you some people or I can come speak myself. So you have a plethora of people whom we can contact. And, of course, there's the February 18th through the 20th. That is the Stellar Awards. So, you know, make sure you mark your calendars. All of my friends in Las Vegas, be sure to get your tickets because we want to support these gospel artists. If you need a speaker, there's a button that tells a little bit about my bio and things of that nature, and you can contact me and connect with me if you need a speaker on education, spiritual motivation, all those good things, health, wellness. Contact me. Then Love's Interview. I had the opportunity to interview with the Hispanic Chamber. Be sure that you look at all the interviews. I'm actually the last interviewee, so be sure to check that out. You'll learn a little bit more about me and about the purpose and mission of what I believe the community should be and things of that nature. School tutorial site, we're going to add videos pretty soon. If your child or children or if you're in college, if you need help with school, then please click on that website and contact me as well. Once again, I'm reiterating the Stellar Award shows for the upcoming events, February 18th through the 20th in Las Vegas. And actually, for those of you who just want to come to the award show, it is on the 20th. The award show is on the 20th, which is on a Saturday. Radio station, once again, this is a spiritual ministry. And you will find the Word of God, interviews with gospel artists, teachers, ministers, writers, authors, directors, visionaries, actors, actresses, and community leaders. So if you want to be on the ministry, Facebook me, please, at Afrida Love, or email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Then right here we have the Spiritual Guide to Go. This book is actually 100 pages. And when I wrote this book, I'm very active. I'm always going. I'm always working out. I'm always doing a lot of things. And so this particular book, just imagine when you're on the bicycle at the gym, you can read this book. You know, this book takes about an hour and a half to read, and it's very self-explanatory. And the gist of this book is perfecting your walk with God. And each and every day we try to perfect our walk with God, and it shows some individuals in the Bible who was learning to perfect their walk, such as if we look at Saul. You know, Saul had to redirect his walking pattern, you know, because God asked him, why are you persecuting the church? And he even had to change his name. So sometimes we have to change our whole direction and our character. God says if any man or woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. All things have passed away. So that's what this book is about, becoming a new creature in Christ. Okay, so let's move along. About the venue, as you all know, this is an online international ministry, and God has blessed it to expand, wow, to the UK, to China, everywhere. God has blessed it. It's not because of me. It's all because of God. But it's an outlet for conversation with people all over the world. As I said, we're all about God, and we're all about God's people and the people of God who can highlight their gifts on this particular ministry. And the mission is to capture the most interesting events centered around gospel, entertainment, education, and politics. And as y'all can see here, some pictures as proof to many different events. We love to support entertainment. We love to support gospel music, especially because this is the type of music that keeps us going, because it's the word of God through music ministry. And then, so this is to the artists and media. I continue to say, be sure to connect with me on Facebook, Afrita Love, or email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to interview artists, cover events, speak, or know about any opportunities in the entertainment world. We are going to have a major project with gospel artists. I'm really praying about it because it's going to come up in November. And so we're going to have a lot of gospel artists, and it's going to be a gospel explosion that God has shown me. And so I'm asking God what he sent. Gospel artists and people of God, so that we can have a great time in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So continue to pray, and I'm continuing to pray, and it's going to be a great event. I don't even know where it's going to be at yet. I'm going to let the Lord decide that. For location and contact, as you can contact me on social media. You can send me a comment or review anything about the ministry. Put your name, email, subject, and message. And, of course, my contact, I continue to say it's emonya_love@yahoo.com. Gospel artists in the industry, this is actually a visual of the gospel artists, some of the gospel artists in the industry. So please continue to support their music. Just like today, we had Minister Katrina Reese on here. So please be sure to look up her single, Takeover, and support her music ministry. These gospel artists, they work so hard with this ministry to minister to our souls, because all of us need to be fed. And so they feed us with the gospel music of God. And so we're fed by that, and we're able to keep going because of God and the gift that God uses through these gospel artists. Of course, here are the two artists that I'm working with, Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. So look at her website. It's eddieruthbradfordmusic.com and then LaShawnMclemore.com. These two ladies are on fire for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then we have Psalmist Karen Shoel. She actually is the artist who jumps off this particular ministry. So the voice that you hear and the music that you hear was all conducted and constructed by Psalmist Karen Shoel. Amen. Amen. Then when we go to links, here are some more links. Of course, I have my two gospel artists up here. You can click on their links, and you'll be right at their website. If you want to click on the radio station, you'll be right at theafritaloveshow.com. Love's Comedy and Entertainment. This is also a page that I have on Facebook. I try to make it parallel to my regular Facebook page, so please be sure to look at that page. LinkedIn is also a way to connect with me. A lot of the business industry connect with me through LinkedIn, and my name on LinkedIn is Afrita Love, A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, and I will connect back with you. For Love's Media and Event Coverage, that's another Facebook page. I have a lot of individuals on there who's really interested in media and event coverage, and also you'll see if different entertainment industries contact me and they're looking for different people, I will put those announcements there as well. Then you have articles. Then there's the Love Live Jesus Ministry, and, of course, there's the Spiritual Guide. So when you click on those buttons, you'll be right where you need to be. It's at your fingertips, okay? And then here is Meet Artist Eddie Ruth Bradford. When you click on her particular page, you will see her bio and you will hear her music. She submitted four different songs, and so if you stay on this page long enough, you will hear the CDs that she has created. And I'm just going to play about 3 seconds of her music here. Okay? That particular song is Blessed to Be a Blessing, so if you stay on that page, you will hear more of her music. Then, of course, here's your radio host, Dr. Afrita Love. And that's just my bio and some of the speaking topics that God has blessed me to be able to speak on. And so if you need a speaker once again, then love's always the answer. Then there's the Love's Author Corner. If you're an author, I would love to have your picture on my page with your book. Many individuals come and check this particular page, and they're wondering, what book should I get for leadership or for autism, or what book should I get for the judicial system, because Judge Maybelline has a free book. And so I would encourage you to take advantage of that. Then there's a spiritual book by Dr. Afrita Love. Then Oprah Winfrey has a new book out. Then, of course, the Jasmine brand, Megan Good and her husband, Mr. Franklin, they have a book out called The Wait, and that's for married couples or couples who are thinking about getting married. And so that's an excellent book to read, okay? Then Health and Human Performance, as I always say, that remains the same. Just continue to stay healthy. If you need a health coach, you can please contact me. I can give you a I guess I can give you a list of foods to eat and exercises to do so that you can become healthier, okay? For the entertainment and television, here are a lot of entertainers that I've had the opportunity to speak with or meet, and so just continue to encourage them, you know, continue to watch their programs and help their ratings and things of that nature. And so these are some of the individuals. Then here's R&B, which is rhythm and blues. As I said before, I do support rhythm and blues, clean music, because God has given these individuals the same gift. These are all God's children. We're all God's children, no matter if we decide to sing R&B or gospel. God still loves us, and so we must still give God the glory. He has given each person that you will see on this R&B page a gift to sing, and so you have to utilize your gifts, okay? Then here is my other artist, and she's a minister, Minister LaShawn Denise McLemore. She's in Dayton, Ohio. She's on fire for God. Amen. And I'm going to have to turn this up so you can hear her music. And she has a single entitled I Am Healed. She is just starting in the gospel industry, and we already have some places that we're going to travel to hear her sing. And she's interested in speaking and singing as well. And this is her song here. I'm going to let you listen to a little bit of it. All right, so that was Minister LaShawn McLemore. You can also connect with her on Facebook as well. But those are two of the artists that I'm really working close with, so please be sure to contact us and reach out to us. All right, and then here is a picture, because I want to incorporate community engagement with the AfritaLoveShow.com. That means attending events and supporting especially our youth. And so please be sure to continue to look at this page. There are many different events coming up, and so we want to connect with our youth from all over the world. We want to encourage our youth to be the best that we can be. And so we want to make sure we're great role models. So once again, just to sum up today's particular show or ministry, we had Miss Katrina Reese. You can look her up on Facebook. Please support her single, Takeover. Continue to pray for each and every person who's on the line. Pray for our guests and all of her great things that God is going to bless her with. And I want to thank each and every one of you on tonight. There are a lot of people on tonight. Thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfritaLoveShow.com. And I want to reiterate again, anytime that you have questions or you want to ask a question, feel free to ask that question. I'm going to leave some time at the end of the particular show for you to speak and ask questions, because there are many people on the line. And if you want to connect with any of these guests, all you have to do is inbox me, and I will be sure to let the guests know who you are. And also, if you replay the particular show, then they will you will hear how they are able to be contacted. So please be sure to feel free, if you're radio stations or if you're in film and television, to reach out to these individuals, because, I mean, we have people who are on fire for God, and these are the type of people that we need to see in entertainment and, you know, on stage and things of that nature. All right? So I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. I want to thank Minister Reese for taking time out of her busy schedule, as well as her assistant who coordinated her to come on the ministry. I look forward to also going on to her Let's Talk Kingdom radio show. Be sure to tap into that Let's Talk Kingdom radio show by Minister Reese. It's 30 minutes. Be sure to tap into that, because she has some great things going on. But on tomorrow, before we leave, on tomorrow, we're going to play the, excuse me, I'm getting excited. The Afrita Love Show is going to pay special tribute to the late Dr. Martin Luther King. And the time is, I will let you know the time if you continue to look at my Facebook page under Afrita Love. We're going to pay tribute to him, because he is a great icon. And I had the opportunity to meet all of his children. And so, and also visit the King Center. So we're going to pay tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King. And I want you all to be present, because we're going to have a great show on tomorrow, and I will let you know the time. I want to thank God, my family, and all of my friends for listening. Be sure to continue to check out the website at AfritaLoveShow.com. Tell your family and your friends. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the final
Talk Show Ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.